In California, hot weather has increased demand for electricity and caused a dip in power reserves. Yesterday, the state declared a brief power emergency, the first in nearly a year, and urged Californians to conserve energy.
While the emergency doesn't bode well for the summer, it does play to the hopes of those in northern Mexico who are trying to position that region as a major supplier of electricity to Southern California. As many as 22 plants are planned between Mexicali and Ciudad Juarez, 6 in Baja California alone. NPR's Jerry Haddon visited Mexicali in Baja California and has this report.
On the outskirts of this hot and polluted border city of 1 million people, two sets of new silver smokestacks rise over 100 feet into the air. One day, these plants could become part of the answer to California's growing energy needs. Natural gas piped in from the U.S. will fuel the two facilities, owned by U.S. companies Sempra and Intergen. They'll send enough electricity north to light up nearly 1 million homes, or roughly half of San Diego. California, which is growing by some 3% a year, desperately needs new sources of energy, and Mexico needs jobs. These plants are already creating work in a region where assembly factories are closing their doors to chase better deals in Asia, says Mike Arnegli, president of San Diego-based Sempra.
We are employing around 1,100 people on peak in terms of the construction process for our Mexicali plant. And at the end of the process, we'll have 40 highly qualified operations and maintenance personnel that will be continually at the plant.
Businesses that support the plant, such as restaurants and repair shops, could produce hundreds more long-term jobs. The Mexican government is eager to collect on taxes. But residents on the U.S. side of the border, just 3 miles away in Imperial Valley, have sued to stop the plants from operating. Imperial Valley and Mexicali sit in the same vast desert basin. Imperial County Supervisor Joe Maruco says winds already bring in smog from Mexicali's unregulated industries.
It's unfortunate, such a pristine, beautiful area, the desert, is not a healthful place to be. And the natural smog coming out of a huge city like Mexicali, and if we talk and we redouble those efforts to clean it up, and then we come up with two brand new power plants down here to add to that, it just doesn't make sense.
Maruca and others say the U.S. companies built in Mexico to avoid a U.S. law that forces new polluters to offset their emissions by cleaning up pollution somewhere else. Companies say their plants meet California's high pollution control standards. However, 2 weeks ago, a federal judge in San Diego ruled that the Department of Energy did not adequately study environmental impacts before issuing permits to supply the Mexicali plants with their natural gas fuel. The plants are due to enter the power grid next month. Mexico's Chief of International Affairs for the Environment Secretary, Olga Oceda, says the plants meet Mexican standards for pollution control, and she emphasizes a balance must be struck between keeping the air clean and keeping jobs.
Because it's certain that Mexico needs economic growth, Mexico needs to create jobs. The plants have been built with state-of-the-art technology.
The project also has the backing of Baja California officials, who are eager to find ways to keep Mexicans from migrating north. Baja California Governor Eugenio Elordui hopes up to 4 more plants will come online in his state. He says the Americans are polluting their own environment.
In the Imperial Valley, they should worry much more about the burning of the fields. That is more pollutant. Or of the fumigation they do with airplanes, not with these plants.
Desert dust and farmers who clear fields with fire can contribute to dangerous smog levels. Stephen Robb is vice president for health, safety, and environment for Intergen, the owner of one of the plants. He says power companies look for stable markets before investing.
What is going on in the courts now would certainly make people very, very cautious about selling power into California.
In mid-June, environmentalists will press for an injunction against the plants until more thorough environmental studies are conducted. If they're successful, the plants will miss out on California's peak summer market, and a significant source of jobs for Mexicans will be put on hold. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexicali, Baja California.